If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform. And please consider tuning us in. One of the things I'd like to say, if you're listening to the program, which obviously you are, and you are in the Boston area, I'd like you to, and you don't have a church to come visit, I would like you to consider coming to St. Anthony Parish, because people are asking me, and this is an important thing. You can also actually send us a message if you'd like. Is the program reaching anybody? And we know online there are different ways that the program is reaching people. We know that we have about 6,000 people who are listening at any one time. So please do us a favor. If you are in the Boston area and you are looking for a place to come to church, please consider St. Anthony. And other than that, if you'd like to drop us a note, you can find our contact information at CatholicAudioMedia.com or our parish information at ST for Saints, so St. Anthony Alston. .org. So anyway, we're here talking about this week, the reality of bringing your faith into your life. And one of the interesting things that you may see in the Old Testament is realities that happen, and they're not a case where everyone considers everyone in the Old Testament the superstar of faith, and therefore everything worked out really well. In fact, that it is not the way things actually happen. And if you read the stories of the Old Testament, you're going to find very human reactions to very human realities. As a matter of fact, one of the readings that is happening this week in the morning mass, and we're reading from the book of Samuel, is the story of Saul and David and their antagonism. Saul was very antagonistic at David. And one of the signs to demonstrate that Saul was very vulnerable, and David could have, as the word is in the Old Testament, dispatched him, but chose not to, is it says Saul went to the side to relieve himself. That's about as human as you're going to get. So that's a reality. That's actually in the Bible. It's in the book of Samuel, and it's a thing to keep in mind. These stories happen in very real human realities, and we are living in very real human realities. So everything that's going on in your family is just as real to you as your faith. But if you separate your faith from the realities of your family, then one of the things you may do is you live a black and white faith, but your faith has to be alive. And there are certain areas, just like in real life, that are not as black and white as they should be. Let me give you a couple examples. First of all, let's talk about something that's black and white. One of the things I've often taught the teenagers back when I was doing youth ministry is, you know, a lot of the media for years, for decades, you know, you could find this in the Boston Globe and the, you know, some of the columns in the Boston Globe, teaching teens what is the sign that they're ready for sex. And I always say the sign is very simple. When you have a wedding ring on your finger, that's the sign. And so that's very black and white. When is it that someone should engage in sexual activity? When they are in a sacramental marriage. Very black and white. Okay, so that's a reality, and that's a simple reality there. Now, what do you do with someone in your family who let's say, didn't follow that rule. Now you have to deal with that other situation. Okay, very black and white reality. Someone didn't follow the rules. So how do you deal with that situation there within the context of your Catholicism? First of all, do you kick them out of the house? People will do that. Is that what God wants you to do? I remember one of the first baptisms I ever did, it was a young family that came together, and they weren't married, and they referred to the child as a sin. No, you got to be careful of that. They weren't married. They should have been married. Yes, the whole bit. And we all know that reality. And yes, it is a sin to have sex out of marriage. But you don't turn around and say, well, this child has been born, especially in our pro-life world. That's a sin. No, it's not. We have to look at that. And we have to look at all the factors within that that bring the reality there, the heroic action of some people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, bring that reality there. And that's not the black and white part. That's, as I like to explain yesterday, the yellow light part. The yellow light, remember, you have red that tells you to stop, green tells you to go. What do you do with the yellow light, which is that middle ground? And that's an example of that middle ground. Now, how do you respond to that situation within your Catholic faith? That's bringing your faith into the real world. We're going to talk about more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. So I have a suggestion for you, as I always do at this time. You know, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. That is our chanted Mass. We chant our responses, and you may enjoy that if you haven't experienced that before. And if you're looking for a Catholic church to go to regularly, and you're not sure if you're ready to commit to a church, but you want to experience, for example, St. Anthony, and maybe help us to build our parish, then you can feel free to take us up on that invitation. But say you're not ready to contribute yet. Well, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. When the collection basket comes around, just write the word radio on a piece of paper. That's all. Just put that into the collection. Now, that only goes, remember, for St. Anthony Parish in Allston and no other church or parish. But if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. And if you want to go to confession the day before, we have confessions on Saturdays from 3 to 3:45. So come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. And we are conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. So we're talking about this powerful teaching that we have to understand what we see in the Old Testament, the real world situations, the real situations in which people live their faith. So, for example, last week you saw the story of Hannah, who was married. She had no children, and this made her very bitter and very angry. And she was praying, and one of the people who saw her praying was Eli. And Eli was a very good priest, but a very bad father. His two sons were completely corrupt. So he was a real world person dealing with the realities of his life. And then you had Hannah, very bitter and praying to the Lord in her bitterness about not having a child. And she ends up soon after that conceiving a child who ends up being Samuel. But they are bringing real world situations to their faith. So in the same way, if you think of your own family at home, all of that is real world. So if things happen in your family that aren't what you see on TV with, you know, from, well, as we would say, the 1950s, that's real world. And the 1950s TV was not. You know, people would say, gee, they wish they could live like they did on Leave It to Beaver or Father Knows Best or whatever. But keep in mind, television is entertainment. Entertainment is escapism. The reason why things were so perfect in those places is because it's entertainment and escapism. Whereas what you really what you live is real world, and you live with the real situations in the real world. And how do you bring your faith into that? And this is what we're all about. So you bring your prayer into that, you bring your understanding, and you understand that there are people you're going to be dealing with, there's realities you're going to be dealing with in your family, outside your family, at work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that all fall within that yellow light region. There are people you can't respond to with this black and white idea, but you also don't want to turn around and just say, look, I don't talk to people like you because you're not Catholic or you're not Christian or I disagree with you and go away. You want to respond as the Lord calls you to respond. And how do you do that? And that's what bringing our faith into the realities around us is all about. And that's an important consideration because our faith is something that teaches us rules that are black and white, but we don't necessarily live it in that black and white world. A great example I like to give is when you first learn about electricity, they teach you how a circuit works with a battery and a flashlight, and a battery and a light bulb. And so you see how this circuit works and you get it all and you have it all figured out and everything done. You get all the formulas down, you figure out voltage and amperage and everything else, and everything is wonderful. And then they tell you that the whole world doesn't work like that. It works not DC, but AC. And now you have to learn a whole different set of rules. That's the reality of human life, that it requires us to live our faith not in a DC world, but in an AC world. And that's the reality. We're going to talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. We'll see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.